This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Here are your hosts, Sean Green and Ryan Kramer.
I can't believe we're letting these guys on my network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live. Sean stacking the money green with CJ Sullivan. Filling in for Ryan Real Money Kramer from the Bottom Line Bombs podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. The man in the box, the man of a thousand nicknames. What's happening, CJ?
Nothing great. Feeling good. Like we said, I broke the VSiN curse here. The live sweat for my $20 to 20 million. Thunder did what they had to do. They got the split in Indiana. Now pretty much wrap up the series. It's over. What could possibly happen now? Now they play at home.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about your other end of your road to 20 million, your big parlay or like kind of bonusy. Most of it was that big OKC chunk to win the West. But then you also did the Oilers with the Thunder, both just to win the series parlay. Mm-hmm. We'll talk hockey in a little bit. Of course, hey, we talked to a College World Series and Sports Gambling Podcast earlier in the week, but of course, tune in VSiN for all the College World Series coverage. Check them out in Omaha. And of course, go to VSiN.com/CWS to get the College World Series betting guide. And then tune into the special Saturday edition of Follow the Money live from Rocco's out there in Omaha. So we got the spread out already now for NBA Game 5. The Pacers right now are getting 9.5 points, total sitting at 222.5. Pacers plus 310 on the money line. CJ, are you have a big ticket going for the Thunder, but you're a guy who likes action. Sure. So if I know you, if you do like the Pacers here, getting the 9.5, you wouldn't be afraid to play that, even though you're sitting on OKC. Yeah. To win it all.
Every day's a new bet, Sean. Doesn't matter what your future have in your pocket. New opportunities every day. I expect this to be a good a tight game. Now, people, these numbers have been wild. Pacers have been disrespected.
Just no love for them in the market. And I was on the Pacers plus six. OKC finally got their first road cover. Crazy. Now they're 1-8.
That's what they had to do to cover on the road, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Awful.
It was, and I still don't know. That one's still smarts. But I look at the Pacers, like the Pacers, one of the things I was playing a bunch in the regular season is the Celtics awful loss. ATS, they were just a machine. And then you look at the number two team in the league coming off a loss, ATS was the Pacers. So they're dominant off a loss. They haven't lost back-to-back games. You got to go back to March 10th. Like they are just going to be a tough out. They're 22-13-2 ATS off a loss. So I'll happily go back to the well here with the Pacers catching 9.5. I don't think they're scared of this Thunder team. They obviously got a little complacent or whatever in the end of that. I still don't know what happened in that game to close things out, but I think it's going to be a game. I would be surprised if OKC blows them out here in game five.
Well, like I said earlier, this is very similar to the Denver series to me, Oklahoma City, Denver series, where they, Oklahoma City, blew a game one that they were in control of, destroyed them game two, got this tough split in the road in Denver, and then it was a pivotal game five. And I said it then, like Denver knows, just like Indiana knows, that this is the game you have to get.
Yeah.
Game seven is going to be tough. I don't know. And they wound up blown out. And Denver was winning that game. That was a game played excellently by both sides. And then Oklahoma City had an amazing last 2 minutes and only won by like five or six or something like that. Did not cover a huge number. It's a very similar number. People just think, oh, it's at Oklahoma. They're going to run them out the gym, you know, which they do play well at home. Obviously, they've been doing it all year. But yeah, 9.5 is way too many points for this is a huge pivotal game five playoff game. Yeah. And like you said, the Pacers, they're not only afraid of them, they match up well with them. I mean, I wouldn't say they met their match with them, but I mean, they've been toe to toe with them all series long, except for game two. So I don't understand why you would give them 9.5 in this kind of game. I'll take the points.
Yeah. So even CJ, a guy who's big on the Thunder, likes the Pacers here plus 9.5. Yeah. And I love Carlisle coming off a loss, the adjustments that he's going to be able to make. And yeah, these teams are way closer than the spread of the market keeps suggesting. So it's going to be a good series. I do feel like getting to a game seven is pretty realistic, because I think either maybe the Pacers steal game five. If not, man, that is going to be a tough closeout ass for the pace for the Thunder. And I don't like seeing you sweat, CJ, but you might have to get in the sauna because game seven, it does feel like this is going to a game seven.
It's good for the content. I do see this going game seven.
Right? Am I crazy?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, of course, obviously, if you want, you can hop in on the series, the series market price, Pacers 4-1 now, Thunder minus 550.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Isn't it minus 550? It's the series is tied 2-2.
Yeah. And the Pacers have shown they can win in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, like I get your power ratings beforehand, but watch the games. I know that's a segment of your guys. It's like they don't watch the games. No,
it's crazy.
What else do you need to see out of Indiana?
I don't. I really don't get it. And then they have the adjusted awards for MVP, which is a fun way to kind of monetize this market. SGA minus 525. He is obviously the odds on favorite. And it's interesting. If you were going to lay 550 for the series on the Thunder, you shouldn't do that. You should just bet SGA at minus 525. Tyrese Halliburton, 8-1. Pascal Siakam, 9-1. I'm sitting on a Pascal Siakam MVP ticket at 16-1. And it wasn't that I was like in love with Pascal Siakam. Again, my favorite play was taking the Pacers plus 2.5 games. So I could just sit up, put my feet up and relax. But before the series started, they had Halliburton at like plus 4 something. And Siakam was like 16-1. And I was like, they should be way closer than they are. And now the odds, 8-1 for Halliburton, Siakam 9-1. That makes sense how close they are. What do you make of the MVP? I know you're probably not going to want, but if you wanted to monetize your ticket,
monetize the number,
and the fact that the Stanley Cup's tied into it as well is tough. But I think I wouldn't play Pacers series. I would just take a half unit on Halliburton at 8-1 and a half unit at Siakam 9-1.
Yeah,
you get to slightly better plays probably that way. I guess if they. Double check shop around because some of these, this is just an early DK number. But what do you make of the award market?
Well, first of all, congratulations on your Siakam ticket and your CLV.
CLV. Well, I mean, no, but also it could. I mean, it's from 16-1 to 9-1.
It doesn't matter. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You got CLV, all you need to brag about. I mean, I remember seeing that too. I'm like, he just won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Like, why would he be at 25?
It was a close vote. It was 5-4. I still kind of would have given it to Halliburton for the Eastern Conference Finals, but, and maybe some of the people that vote, they felt bad that maybe they should have given it.
Which makes me like Halliburton right here now at plus 850 right now. If I was just to get in and Jonathan, I would not play the Pacers. I would take a chance on Halliburton, not even chop it up because they want to make up for the Siakam vote. And and when they play well, I mean, he's had a lot of assists. He almost had a triple double.
Yeah.
He was one rebound short of it the other game. You know what I mean? Like his numbers are his numbers. Siakam's great, you know, and he puts up his numbers, but like Halliburton, like you said, he was 4-1 pre-series or whatever it was, 5-1, whatever it was.
I thought the price was bad, but to your point, like now that Siakam's or that now that Halliburton's up to like 8-1, 850, depending on where you're looking, it does kind of make sense to maybe hop in there. And going back to it, like for me as a voter for the Eastern Conference Finals, hey, if it's close, what about the guy who made that crazy shot game one against the Knicks? And I would use that same logic here. If they end up pulling this off and winning two out of these next three games, if Siakam does something crazy, I'm all ears. But still, that shot in game one was the definition of the most clutch shot. It's like a historically clutch shot for an NBA Finals. Like how would that not factor in to MVP? And I get it. He had a quiet game and he hasn't had like the crazy numbers, but they win that game. That's going to be the difference in the finals if they end up winning the finals.
Did you see the ESPN try to push the nickname call him the moment? Like Tyrese, the moment Halliburton. No, we already have a nickname for him. So first of all, you can't give yourself a nickname. And ours is terrorist related.
We gave him one, which depending on which ESPN probably wouldn't use.
No, they would not use it in the promos, but
bang! Mike Breen doing the and the photo, I guess I must be getting old because the photoshops of him dressed as the character that the nickname comes from. Yeah. I'm like, that's a dad. It looks exactly like him.
He does.
So maybe AI is getting really good, or I'm getting old and like not being able to tell the difference between these fake and different graphics. So Halliburton at 8-1 kind of does. And maybe because I already have I already have Siakam at 16-1. I'm probably going
to
add
that's a good way to chop that up for
stay
sure.
Stay tuned to best bets, but Halliburton MVP could be making it on the card there at 8-1. CJ, what about the didn't really hit on it, but the total has opened at 222.5. This is earlier in the series, or I think tonight it was like 228.
Yep.
And then it was all the way down to 225. It closed that. It's now down to 222.5.
Wow.
What do you make of that?
Well, tonight went well under, and a lot of it was the Thunder shooting very poorly from three. You know, somehow they pulled out the win. So that's a big drop. I don't know. The pace usually is faster in Indiana, but I mean, these games, they go up and down. And like, if the Thunder just hits, you know, a quarter of those shots, you're talking about them scoring. They usually score over like 115 at home, no doubt. Yeah. They average a lot more at home than they do on the road. 222 seems a little low, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's. I'm probably not going to be firing on the total, right. But not really much of a totals guy. But I would say it does feel like it's probably adjusted too much. And your point, like OKC, so bad shooting, that's going to come back a little bit. And the Pacers have been good on the road shooting. Like their role play. Hey, look at game one, like the role players kept them around certainly put up some points there. When we return, we will talk about the other end of CJ's road to 20 million, the NHL Stanley Cup final game five coming up when we return Sports Gaming Podcast Live on VSiN. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast Live is Sean Second Money Green with CJ Sullivan, the man in the box from the Bottom Line Bombs podcast. What's happening, CJ?
Nothing. Excited for some hockey. Let's muck and grind. It's a puck 'em, you know. I like to get in there in the corners and call them Jonesies. And
I am no means a hockey expert, but it is obviously fun to hop in on these. Like, how can you not? Just the sweat.
Sweat's amazing.
The sweats I've gotten from this series being on the Oilers has been electric. I mean,
really the is.
Stanley Cup series has just been incredible.
It's so odd, especially as, you know, obviously we're American hockey fans, you know, and like you get caught up in the playoff forever. It's very exciting. It's an amazing sweat. And I always say, but once it loses, you kind of like just like get out. No, you almost have shame. Like, what was I thinking? What was I doing watching hockey? It's like almost having an affair. Like, I got a family to go home to. Yeah. Like, you're not going to tell football about this, are you, hockey? You're going to be cool?
No, it's...
But it's a great ride.
It is super, super fun. And obviously, make sure you stay locked into VSiN, all NHL, or I was going to say NHL playoffs, but it's just down to the Stanley Cup final, of course. Download that VSiN Watch app, VSiN.com. For all the picks, the projections, they got it all over on VSiN. And make sure you get that subscription. If you haven't gotten VSiN Pro, what are you waiting for? I know CJ's a VSiN Pro, yes. Enjoys his Bill 80, the morning email.
How's he get up so early?
Yes. Bunch of great picks, all great stuff, VSiN. So Stanley Cup, game five. And again, I still am like, that crazy game four being awesome. Down 3-0, I was really close to pulling that ticket out and put it in the shredder. Obviously super glad I didn't, but it's just been a back and forth series of Panthers right now. They are sitting, obviously series is 2-2 on the puck line. Panthers +1.5 minus 238, Oilers -1.5 +195, total sitting at 6.5. Total is the money line for the Panthers +105, Edmonton coming back at -125. What do you make of this game five, CJ? I know before it even all started getting going, I feel like early on, you're like, the Oilers are winning game five. Just write that down.
Yes.
Do you still feel that strongly about the Oilers getting it done?
Because of the way game four went, because it was such an epic game, the way it was, and it's a crushing loss for Florida.
Yeah.
Very similar to game two to Edmonton. They didn't seem like they were up for game three after losing that double overtime.
No, you know? It's a backbreaker.
Yeah.
And It's we've had three overtime games.
Which is four? One more is a record, I believe. Yeah, out of four, which is kind of wild because that's not how the rest of the playoffs have been going. This is already the best, maybe the best Stanley Cup ever. This series, but I love this game. I love this game five at home. I love because of the turnaround of the way game four went. Edmonton back home. I think they know that they got a second life here. You know, that series was gone. They were 11-1 after the first period, the money line. If you played them in game winner down three nothing.
Wow. Yes.
I took them +3.5 just to have a little bit of whatever, you know, I felt bad that I didn't take the actual number, but I'm like, I got enough invested, but they seemed cooked. You know, I mean, I feel like they have to feel like they have a new life. Obviously switching Skinner out. I'm not saying it was Skinner's fault, but sometimes that's all you need in a goalie switch.
Mojo.
Yeah, absolutely. Little mojo. Rickard was great. I think he'll continue to be good. There's the same handicap I had coming into the series. This is the revenge angle. And McDavid knows he needs it. And they said he's been possessed. And I feel as the series goes deeper and he has more of a chance, you're going to see McDavid just take over.
He's got to smell it, right?
Yes, like, that's what I mean.
It sounds like a very simplistic handicap, right. But and it is.
It's
like,
great.
But
that's what you have to do with hockey.
He's been such a dominant player for so long and hasn't gotten a chance to lift that cup.
Right.
You feel like, hey man, you got to see daylight. And you're at home, game five. You got to get this done.
And that's why I like your Edmonton minus game and a half ticket still alive. And I told you that, like, the last thing you want to do is win both games down in Florida.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Then they're a little complacent.
Right. Then you're complacent. Then you drop game five at home. Then you get run out of the building in game six. And the next year you're going seven. But now I think if you get this game five at home, which I believe they do, I really like Edmonton this game five. You're gonna have a game six in that building, McDavid with a chance to win the cup. I think that's your angle you go for where they can do it.
Now, do you and I see we got the series correct score. Is there anything intriguing? I mean, I'm actually probably not gonna touch the game because every time I've played the Oilers, it hasn't. I'm just right. Better off sitting back and just sweating out the series price that I got going on the -1.5 games. But what about, and actually let's go back to game five for just a second. Talk about the total. The total has gone over every single game, 7 goals, 9, 7, and 9 again. Do we just keep playing the over here?
It's so wild.
Could it be that simple?
Not only they go over, they're done by the second period.
Yeah.
I mean, you could light up the cigar in the second period. These overs have been flying over and, you know, tradition says as a series gets deeper, you know, you got elimination back against a wall. The under started to play and it's got, but this series, I'm not playing an under in this series. You're crazy. Especially the way they do empty nets anyway, you know, you're never out of an over, but I don't see why would it slow down? Like the way the pace goes and way they are scoring and like, yeah, they did switch to goalie, but yeah, no, I'm playing it over. Why not?
Yeah, no, I can't see a reason not to just smash this over one more time. And I'm upset at myself for not getting in on it earlier. Do you like anything in the prop market potentially, CJ, for the Stanley Cup Final Game 5?
I do like some props.
Ooh, let's go. What's jumping out at you? What do you got on that analog sheet?
I have the prop sheet next to the words and
then that. So CJ always dangerously on the border of a manifesto.
Yeah,
with like just the way the documents, the approach.
I like, do think about that if I did pass away.
Like the Unabomber, you know? Right. Probably had a trapper keeper at some point, right? Just maybe he wasn't as hipster. Like he didn't find the kitschiness of it, but probably had something close to a trapper
keeper. I've had people ask me, like, do you really have a trapper keeper? Is that something you own in your 40s?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
it sure is. Yeah, and I would love if detectives like sometimes would have to investigate my place and I see, what does this note say? Michigan over DC. I don't even know what that is.
The Panthers -3.5. This must be code for something. Yeah. There's no team. No team is playing this weekend.
As far as props goes, I played these game four and they did hit. And this was shots on goals. I like to hit, of course. Now, McDavid himself hasn't had his defining game yet in this series, but he has been aggressive. He had 4 shots on goal. Dreisaitl had 4 shots on goal. And I think why, because he knows he has to be more aggressive. But I think Edmonton in general are going to pour a lot of shots and just start attacking in this game. And they're going to be more free flowing, especially at home. Those numbers go way up. Evan Bouchard, is another one who's been dominating the shots on goal. Look at his numbers. Now, he only had three last game because they finally changed the number, but you can still get 3.5 at plus money. He had three last game. Before that, 9, 2 games at Edmonton, 8 and 7 shots on goals. It's all the power play and penalty. He just fires them away. So Brashard over 3.5 shots on goal, McDavid over 3.5 shots on goal. And conversely, if I'm going to do that, kind of correlated, I do Bobrovsky over his saves, which was 26.5 last game. And Edmonton poured like 30. He had like 32 saves or something last game. Now it's 27.5. I still play. I think Edmonton fires more than 30 shots on him.
Yeah. So now do you parlay any of those together? You just playing them singles?
Yeah.
What are you doing, CJ?
Well, then
I don't mean to give you any ideas over there.
I know. You do risk that they degenerate. You know, they do risk running Bob out of the game, and that sometimes you lose your save
props right.
That way. You know what I mean? That's maybe wishful thinking on my part that Edmonton's going to run this goalie out. Well,
and also too, like, again, going back to the fact that you have a massive ticket on the Thunder to win the series, but you still feel comfortable playing Pacers 9.5, where you also, and I like you talked yourself into the narrative. Edmonton's going to be shooting so many times that Bob, someone who likes Edmonton, might not want to play Bobrovsky over 27.5 saves, but you are framing it in a positive way, like Oilers are going to shoot so many times.
He's going to pepper them.
He's going to say 28 saves and lets in like 4 goals.
Yeah, he had 30 saves last game or whatever it was, or 32, but he gave up 4 or 5, whatever it was.
Any thoughts on the Conn Smythe market? That thing has been all over the place.
I definitely don't think they're giving it to the losing team this year, as they did last year with McDavid, when they had to call him out. Like, hey, buddy, why don't you come help celebrate? Dreisaitl
should never do that.
That's crazy.
I come on. That's just.
Well, they do it because it's for the entire playoff run. Yeah, you know, I get it.
But still, come on.
Right.
It wasn't valuable enough to win the Stanley Cup. I know,
exactly.
McDavid is plus 350 to win the Cup.
That's wild, because Dreisaitl was plus 750 before the series started. Now, his numbers, obviously, he's had a great series. McDavid statistically has not. There's still time for McDavid to get in there. So, yeah, I'd be interested in playing McDavid at plus 350.
Yeah, that's not a bad way to hop in, I think, because, well, again, he won it last year when they lost. So they're
right.
I mean, why couldn't they win it? He win it if he wins. So, Connor McDavid plus 350 could be some value. Bobrovsky's all the way out to 75-1. I know.
He was plus 250 before the series started.
Crazy. It's been a wild
ride. And he hasn't played bad. It's just that this has been the games. Like, there's been a lot of goals, you know?
Yeah. We got a fun new segment called Gambling Safe Space. CJ and I open up and share some gambling tales. Judgment Free Zone when we return. Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN.
This is the Sports Gambling Podcast live on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast Live. Sean stacking the money green with CJ Sullivan, filling in for Ryan Real Money Kramer, out on assignment at his daughter's soccer trip. that was always the newscaster joke.
Right.
Out on assignment, when maybe it's just like the guy went to the beach for the
took
day.
Took a day off. Right.
Of course, make sure you check out VSiN.com and the VSiN Watch app for all the action, all the coverage on the NBA playoffs. CJ and I just broke down our game 5 picks earlier in this hour. You can go back and watch it on demand wherever you get your VSiN. And of course, make sure you become a VSiN Pro. CJ, new segment.
Okay.
Summer, trying new things out, always trying to experiment, find new ways to break down gambling, sports betting. And we came across a concept called gambling safe space. Basically the idea that, there's some things we give out plenty of picks over here. And then we obviously bet a ton here in Vegas, wherever, getting down on sports. But, you know, sometimes maybe you say something on air and you do something different, or maybe you did something in your old account that you didn't want anyone to know about. It was just between you and the sportsbook. Now, this is a time to, in the same way of a confession, you confess. Maybe it's not a sin. Maybe it's whatever it is. It's a safe space. There's no judgment. Anything that is mentioned here can never be brought up again because it is a complete safe space. And if anyone in the audience wants, I tried to get the audience to submit some. No one. They're a little nervous.
Completely anonymous.
You will always be protected. But CJ, you have the floor. Maybe start with you. Is there something on your mind, something weighing on you in the gambling world that you want to open up?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not ashamed of any of these bets. You know, I'm not saying that, though. It feels good to be in a safe space, that's for sure. I have a few tickets that they're unnecessary, I would say, maybe, you know. We talked earlier about our Gumar in the NFL, you know, and mine, of course, is Jacksonville Jaguars. We were also talking about futures and how there's no need to bet these futures right now, especially with these prices go. And I was just looking at my portfolio here during our safe space segment, and I realized I'm heavily invested in a Trevor Lawrence for MVP.
That is a disgusting act.
The number's not even that great. Really? To be honest with you.
What's the number?
It's 40-1, you know, which is, I mean, you could wait, you know, for that, but I'm like, I better get on this now before this moves Will Levis passing yard style. You know, I don't want to miss out on the boat, the Trevor Lawrence, for the things that need to happen for Lawrence to win MVP. It's a lot. You would need more than 40-1, but I got down on it, and it's locked in, and my position is there, and you know what, I'm proud of it. I have to show him confidence. That's what it is, in order for him to get to where we need him to go.
So CJ, I know even a couple segments ago, earlier, I was, you know, puffing my chest out, acting like a big man, saying, oh, hey, you know, that Pascal Siakam, I was on that in MVP market, and said 16-1. It's actually 18-1. But what I want to open up about is the situation where it's really, when I said that out there, you probably thought like, oh, hey, that's a normal size bet that Sean probably threw on that, or, you know, a quarter of a unit, 20. It's not it now. So the account that I was using, unfortunately, was kind of hit a dry spell, got a little stuck, but they are generous enough to give you some free play. So it was a bet. I put in the Pascal Siakam bet is only $7. Because that's all the bonus I got. And I said, I'm not depositing more to this place, not giving them any more of my Bitcoin. You can do the math. And I was like, I'm only bet with their money on this one.
That's hilarious.
And so yes, it's really awesome. I got Pascal Siakam at 18-1, but if I'm being completely honest, $7 bet is not like my normal bet size, not to use. I'm shaming my own unit.
Yeah. That's a unit.
Because I mean, my, you know, whatever. I'm betting way more than that usually for these, you know, NBA sides, NFL sides, college basketball.
Not only was it a $7 bet, it was their $7 bet. It was free play credits that was given to you.
So
it didn't even come out of your pocket.
Technically, is that even a bet? Because it didn't cost me anything.
Right.
If Pascal Siakam is an MVP, do I say I lost $7?
No,
I don't say anything. Not. It's not, this online company lost $7. They got to gamble more responsibly.
So they have CLV on that Siakam number.
I might send an email and be like, hey, you guys have a problem. Did you guys see what you did with your money that you gave me?
It only becomes shameful. And thank you for coming forward with that.
Yeah.
You know, that was very nice of you.
Well, because if this does hit,
right. Well, because then people are like, let me see those Siakam tickets. And then it becomes shameful. I had an incident with that. After game three, I hit on one of these sites for top scorer of the game.
Yeah.
Ben McNamara or whatever. And he at 150-1, you know, who had the career bench off the game bench, and it hit. He had 27.
So what? Yeah, I mean, I would imagine, you know, a $50 bet. Yeah,
pretty, you would think like
pretty
that.
Pretty good, right, CJ?
And then I looked, I almost forgot I even bet it. Now, this was not on me because they limit the winnings on it.
Oh, Sharps?
Yeah.
Sharps crushing the
Sharp account, me and GRP, they wouldn't let me get down too much action. They limited me to a $2.77 bet.
No, well, now when that hits, are you happy or are you still?
I consider it a loss, to be honest with you. Friend of the program, your buddy Doug Kazarian said, let me see those tickets. And I shamefully, here's the ticket. I actually hit it 150-1
for
$2.76.
So you included the price.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you sent it. Okay. Because
I put it on there.
You know, if you want to be nefarious, you could have cropped it out selectively.
Right. Like, with the win.
Hey, look at me. I'm a big man.
Put a one in front of it. I mean, even $12, I would have been happy with it. But I mean, that was it was embarrassing. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
but yeah, it still counts. Hey, it got in my, you know, I'll put it in, it goes in the account.
This one is super embarrassing. So we did the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. We did a preview podcast, and part of our the way we basically, it's a fun way to talk about the golfers. We talk about the DK Millie Maker, whatever their big contest is for DFS. Choose six golfers, the salary cap, and the lineup I gave out. I even adjusted a little bit, whatever. And I go on Thursday. I'm like, oh, a bunch of these guys that I had in there are doing really well. Scottie Scheffler is like, and what is he? I think all my guys, CJ, are like top 20, top 30. Go to check it.
So you must be doing great.
Go to check it. Nothing there.
What?
Completely blank. At some, I don't know what happened, because we do the show.
Yeah.
And so my research is basically just filling this lineup out, and I must have forgot to hit submit because I adjusted the lineup. I didn't hit submit. So now I'm in this position where I'm rooting against this DFS lineup. And God forbid, if this lineup, I don't even want to do the math. I'm going to never try.
Hit
and
a million?
As someone who came dangerously close to winning $1 million in DFS on that site, if this, as a gambler, losing bets, who cares? I lose bets all the time. FOMO is the worst thing in gambling.
Winning a bet you didn't make would be the absolute worst.
Especially like this. And then, people do ask, hey, you give out this, blah, 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 and you actually bet it? It's like, yeah, I mean, one, I think for the show to be good, I actually have to be upset or excited, because the emotion's real. If
we can tell,
if we didn't actually bet it, then I mean,
nothing worse. And I didn't bet it anyway. I hate that guy.
You watch. Right. I mean, we consume a ton of gambling content. Well, we can see when someone's talking about something that they don't really have any money on, or it doesn't really, it's not going to do anything for them. So it takes the joy out of it. And it's that stuff, but also it's more just for me. Again,
nothing
if
worse.
I gave out something, especially a long shot.
Yeah.
Now maybe there's some stuff, I don't know, some -110 stuff that I never get around to actually putting in. But again, for the NFL, all my locks, my dogs, all that stuff's always going in. But if, God forbid, there's a two touchdown or a first touchdown that I give out that I don't actually have money on.
Yeah.
And it hits. That's worse. That's the scariest thing I think of, CJ. That's the nightmares that'll keep
you. That's hard. Well, this is a safe space. Yeah. You're okay. It can't hurt you anymore.
No.
I will say, in your defense, DFS submit is a little more trickier than your online bet. Betting may instantly grab it. Oh, you want a 2000? No, I didn't.
Well, DFS, you have to do it. I think it was because I adjusted the lineup or whatever. And so that is, now I'm kind of rooting against my own. But then the other thing is, I do have a couple of those guys outrights that I want. So
still, come together and win.
I'm in a dark, dark place, but felt good to open up with the audience.
That's beautiful. That was amazing. I feel like we made a lot of progress.
A breakthrough?
Yeah, we had a breakthrough in there. That was amazing.
Very cathartic. When we return, last segment, and you know what that means, best bets for myself and CJ Sullivan, all that and much more. Sports Gambling Podcast live on VC. Welcome back, everyone. Sports Gambling Podcast live here on VSiN. Sean Second the Money Green with the Bottom Line Bombs host, CJ Sullivan, filling in for Ryan Real Money Kramer. How's it feel stepping in for Ryan there? You got the pizza peel sitting over there. Didn't use that at all.
No, I didn't get to use the pizza peel, although I should have, with Colby's Canadian accent there. I should have pulled out the pizza Italian thing there.
Top of the morning to you. Is that the only,
right?
That's the only exact. And it wasn't, he just said top of the morning to you. Didn't even bother throwing his
didn't
voice
throw
at
an
all.
Accent in there, whatever. I'll just try a saying out, see what happens. But no, it's been great filling in for Ryan. Don't want to break up Bandit Chemistry. That's why, forge your own path here. But yeah, can't believe we're at the last segment already at the show. Producer already said is the fastest ever guy. I don't know if that means good or bad.
Fastest.
Right. Your show, I'm not sure how good it was, but it was certainly a fast show.
Yeah, producer Johnny probably sweating out a lot of the OKC action there during the first
that's
hour.
True.
As we were.
And
appreciate everyone tuning in. And make sure to check out CJ's podcast, Bottom Line Bombs. Very fun hang Monday and Wednesdays. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, we got our best bets brought to you by G Bank and their new trifecta deal. It's G Bank, it's First Bet, and it's VSiN coming together in the ultimate trifecta. Here's what you do. On the first 90 days, sign up and play $1,000, play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. And here's what you'll get. You'll get $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. And VSiN completes the trifecta, great try box here, with the free VSiN Pro subscription through October 31st, a $200 value. Of course, you're going to get the NFL betting guide and a bunch of great stuff between now and October. That's the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSIN.com. To get started today, go to VSiN.com/GBank, VSIN.com/GBank. This is only for new customers, not existing accounts. All right, CJ, do you want to go? You want to go first here with your best bets? Yeah, why don't you let a rip here?
All right, I got a full menu here. I don't know.
I know you got a. You're like a diner menu over here. CJ.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory menu style. A little too much, but I don't know when I'm going to be back here again. So I might as well get them all out there. Some we didn't even get to talk about. Start off with Pacers +9.5. We already discussed that. Way too many points. Are they even watching the game, Sean?
Yeah,
absolutely crazy to give this team 9.5. They are so evenly matched with OKC. Although always rooting for the OKC money line, though they should get it home. Edmonton -120. Or 125, no matter what you get. Game 5, we already went over that. I think they're gonna have a big game. Matter, I'm not afraid to play the puck line +195. Ooh. Now we know
you're almost getting 2-1 on that.
Getting 2-1, and it's been crazy.
Only one puck line has cashed this so far in the Stanley Cup, which before that they were hitting like 60%
all playoffs long. Yeah. It's been over 60% there. If they win the game, it's going to be by 2 goals, and the reason is that's because they pull the goalie, and they do it early. It's not just like it used to be with 1.5 minutes. Now it's like 5 minutes to go, and they keep them out. They can score 2 or 3 goals. So that being said, we might as well play the over 6.5.
Let's go. Smash it.
Every over is cashed by the second period in this game. Why would you even step in front of that and try to outthink them and play the under? No way. UFL championship game. Playing the over. I already have a future on DC, but I like the over a lot more. 50.5. I know it's the highest number all season long in this league, but neither one of these teams are going to stop each other. Michigan's very banged up on defense. Before, they were known for their defensive roster.
Yeah.
They are really banged up, especially in the secondary. And then all the props I talked about in that Oilers game as well. McDavid over 3.5 shots. Bouchard over 3.5 shots. Bobrovsky over 27.5 saves. That is correlated. And one game I did not get to, we did not get to because we did not have our lady NBA expert in there. But I have a WNBA lady action.
Really?
I always get in on the lady action there. This Valkyries team, this expansion team, they've been surprisingly good. They've been the first quarter stalwart. They've been crushing. They're getting 9.5 at home against the Seattle Storm team. I've seen ratings. There's no way they should be. They're getting graded as an expansion team, but they're playing well. They're on a 2-game win streak. They just beat LA here in overtime. They're getting 9.5 at home. I'd even sprinkle a little bit on the money line. I think they have a good chance of winning this outright. This line should be like 2 or 3.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Valkyries. All right. Valkyries, nice home.
Lady
dog.
Valkyries. Sean.
Wait, do they call them lady or is that just college?
No, that is just college. The joke is don't write your email. I know there's a lot of women watching tonight on Friday night here on VSiN.
1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Right. But the joke was always the college basketball. They
you just call them the lady Huskies.
Yeah. Like the lady volunteers, the lady, whatever. Like why put lady on there? Yeah, it seems ridiculous.
You watch the games.
Right.
Or you can just call them the women's team.
Yeah, just go to the women's team or the Huskies. We get it. We know who they are.
The lady Huskies.
The lady. It's like on the uniform. That's what's crazy. The word ladies in stitching always cracks me up.
Ladies. When does Caitlin Clark get back, CJ, as a WNBA?
Well, judging by the spread, they're playing 9.5 at home versus New York. Not New York is the best team, but it would not be that high if Caitlin was playing.
Yeah,
that game. Okay. She's very close.
She's still out.
Yeah, so she is close. Still out. Paige is back, though. She had a great return.
UConn legend.
UConn legend, lady legend. I know you have a personal thing against her and her success, but she's doing great.
All right, for me, Pacers. Again, like I said, 23-11-2 ATS after a loss. Maybe even money line, but definitely the 9.5.
Let's not talk money.
I don't want to. I don't want to throw off the juju in front of a CJ with his live ticket. So I'll just go Pacers plus 9.5. I will also take the Michigan Panthers laying the 3.5. Bryce Perkins. He is. He's really good, and it's tough to find really good quarterback play. He's much better than Jordan Tamu. He's going to put the team on his back. He's an MVP. For a reason. Give me the Michigan Panthers laying the 3.5. Phillies, first to four runs at plus 105. Rosenberg, a bunch of good points there, a bunch of good angles. And the bats have been hot for the Phillies coming off an 8-0 win. I'm going to keep running it up. I have to monetize my $7 Siakam ticket some way. And by that, I mean...
wait a minute. So you put $14 on? How does this work? So you have a $7 free roll on Siakam. And now you don't want to monetize that. You don't want to, you know, so you know what that fee lost.
Yeah.
Do you, did you get another bonus cap?
I'm going to wait.
Casino spins on this one? Or?
I'm going to wait till I get my free play in about 6 hours. It's funny because the play,
the Saturdays,
it always hits at the same time. And I can't tell you how many times it's hit while I'm like waiting for a flight back from Vegas from doing, these VEASAN shows. So, it's always a nice little chase stash. So I will be putting another $7 on Halliburton to win the MVP at 8-1.
Love it.
And because it's, after we talked it out, Halliburton at 8-1, because he hit that shot, I think is just, it's a good smash. If you think they're live, which
they're certainly live.
CJ, we can both win, right? Halliburton can win MVP. Thunder win the series. The other play I'm getting in on Florida Edmonton over 6.5. Probably missed the train, but watching goals is super fun in hockey, and I want a couple little action there. I don't fancy myself an NHL expert, but I do love watching playoff hockey, and Stanley Cup is great. And then we didn't talk about it, but we discussed on our podcast, Zach Taylor, coach of the year,
love it,
50-1. Now, like I said, that the sweet spot seems to be you have to win at least four more games than last year. And the Bengals only were 9-8. They missed the playoffs. So maybe they finally get their act together a little bit. Trey Hendrickson, they figure out how to sign their rookie Shamar Stewart, who's holding out. And Joe Burrow has a really good regular season, maybe an MVP type. I mean,
yeah,
the fact that he is like, you know, the odds on favorite to be MVP. And yet Zach Taylor, coach of the year, who's never won it. If they are somehow 14-3 and or like 15-2,
they're the one seed,
50-1. I mean, their one seed odds, I think, are going to be, they're not out yet, but their one seed odds are going to be like 12-1 or something like that. So if they're the one seed at 12-1, I think Zach Taylor, coach of the year.
Even seriously, just them getting into the playoffs will be seen as a step because they missed the playoffs last year.
Yeah, no, 100%. And that's probably another good thing to keep an eye on. They weren't a playoff team the year before. And
yeah. So,
all right. Hey, stay tuned. Stay locked in here to VEASAN. Wake up tomorrow with a special edition of Follow the Money at 10 a.m. East. So I got to set my alarm because it's like 8 hours from now. Live from Omaha over at Rocco's. It's going to be fun. Maybe you can get Paulie to do some jello shots pretty early there, but they're going to be all in on the College Baseball World Series, 10 a.m. special Saturday edition. Not going to want to miss that. Followed by Ready, Set, Bet at 1 o'clock, and then stick around for Live Bet Saturday, 4 o'clock East. So there's going to be a lot of Stanley Cup talks and more NBA finals. And of course, College World Series. Get it all over at VEASAN.com. Big thanks to our guests, Adam Rosenberg, and of course, Colby Dant and Dom Cintorino. And of course, as always,
thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean Stacking the Money Green, and he is CJ Sullivan.
Happy Friday the 13th, Sean.
Let it ride.